Good morning. Make sure it's on, you can hear me. So we'd like to welcome everybody here today. Some people we haven't seen in quite a while. It's good to see you here. Take a quick look at announcements. Obviously, this is Holy Week. There's a full slate on the schedule here. Notice in the bulletin it says that Maundy Thursday service will be here at 12:30. This is the 12 o'clock. This is the community service here with the other churches. That's going to be in this church here. Friday night is the Good Friday service. Our Good Friday service here. It's a service of lament and communion. That'll be at 7 o'clock. And of course, next Sunday, it's Easter Sunday, which means today is Palm Sunday, as you can tell. So take a look at the other announcements in the bulletin. Are there any other announcements? Whom has the mic? Ruth has.
Somewhere in the midst of the brunch next Sunday morning, when the young people are fully nourished, there will be a scavenger hunt. The time at this point is flexible, but they're most welcome to participate. And for those who are interested, what they will get for the whole effort is candy, of course.
What else would you get on Easter morning?
It's kids, it's a wide range. Other announcements? The only other brief announcement to choir members is we will be singing after the offering this morning. It's not in the bulletin, but choir is singing after the offering. Let's begin our worship together now. I'll read responsibly the call to worship that's in your bulletin. Together, we seek the way of God, a way so different from the ways of the world. We praise a God we cannot see and celebrate a salvation we do not understand. We cry, blessed is the one who comes in the power of God's name. Let's pray. O reigning God, we give thanks for your Son Jesus, who rode in triumph into the city of Jerusalem. He was honored and acclaimed as king. We thank you that he came, showing us the reign of God, not as an earthly king, but as a servant to many, obedient to pain, rejection, and defilement, to complete your plan of salvation for all. Let our words proclaim Christ as king of our lives and confess him as Lord, to the glory of your name. Amen. Let's take our hymnals and turn to the blue hymnals, turn to number 237, All Glory, Loud and Honor, 237, and let's all rise together. Thank you. First scripture reading this morning is from Psalm 118. We're reading verses 1 and 2, and then 19 through 29. In the Pew Bible, it's on 436. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With boughs in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Take our blue hymnals again, turn to number 252, O Sacred Head Now Wounded, 252, and let's stand. Thank you. Second reading is from Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples ahead, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' say, 'The Lord needs it.' Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They replied, 'The Lord needs it.' They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' 'I tell you,' he replied, 'if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.'" I will be reading the follow-up to this, which is printed in your bulletin. The crowds cheer and shout, "Hosanna in the highest! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." They wave palm branches and spread their garments out on the road as Jesus enters Jerusalem. The whole city joins in to give Jesus a hero's welcome, a ticker tape parade, a royal reception, a citywide party. But the cheers are shallow. The celebration is short-lived. In the background, the chief priest, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and Herodians are green with envy and red with anger. They set their traps with tricky words and hug and buy their spy with 30 coins, preparing to kill the Son of God. Today is Palm Sunday. It's a day of paradox. This day, the king rides to the capital on a lowly colt. This day, he cries at his royal reception. This day, the cheers briefly hold back the drumbeats of doom. This day, we take our places in the crowd. For our offering today, the plate is in the back of the sanctuary. For those online, you can certainly mail in your offerings to the church here. Let's pray together. Giver of all gifts, you open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. You are just in all your ways and kind in all your doings. Teach us to give freely as you have given. Teach us to give thankfully in ministry to others. Bless the givers with joy and the receivers with gratitude, so that your name might be blessed. Amen.
Good morning. I missed you last week. Glad to be back. And hello to all of you there worshiping from home. May the Holy Spirit who is in me speak through me to your open hearts. By the look of my sermon title, I could start with a joke. A disciple, a donkey, and a stone walk into a... But I won't. I will, though, begin with some story time, arching all the way back to the beginning, up until today. As I tell the story, listen for our trio, disciples, donkeys, and stones. And notice in wonder the holy thread that weaves together so many words of scripture breathed by God and written by different people over 1,500 years. Here we go. Once upon a time, Yahweh, God of love, whose love endures forever, created a whole universe filled with light, planets, stars, minerals, and stones. Creatures of all kinds, like fish and birds and donkeys. And then people, disciples, who were naturally made to follow God and who, and only God, and to live with God in God's way of love. But there was a slip in discipline and trust. These disciples stopped following God and followed someone else who was very clever and shiny and bright and who distracted them. Look over there! See how easy that happens? And that terrible someone planted the seed of distrust and shame and drove a wedge between Yahweh and Yahweh's precious creation. And everything changed. Battles ensued. There was slavery and violence and genocide and power mongering and rape and pestilence and famine and even really bad weather. Everyone and everything was confused and in a state of chaos. Nothing was like it was supposed to be. Everyone knew it. It was devastating. Creation was hurting, and it grieved God's heart. God's people cried out to Yahweh for help, and God was there because God's steadfast love endures forever. Through anything and everything, and even and especially the worst of times. So God's people, Moses and the Israelites, sang a song of praise to Yahweh. They said, "To you, God, we sing. You have triumphed powerfully. Horse and charioteer, you have flung into the sea. Yahweh, you are our strength and our courage, and you have become our deliverance. You are Yahweh, and we praise you. The God of our ancestors, we exalt you. Who is like you among the gods, O Yahweh? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome and praiseworthy, wonder worker? You led your redeemed people with your unfailing love. With your strength, you guided them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear and tremble. They are stilled like stone. While your people pass through, O God, while the people you delivered pass through, you bring them and plant them upon your holy mountain, that place where you take your seat, that sanctuary you created, Yahweh, you reign forever and ever." Exodus 15. As God always does, Yahweh made a way. Yet after a little time passed, the disciples, these followers, God's people, still had trust issues and still wanted to do things their own way. They wanted kings and governments and institutions and laws to rule over them. And this ultimately got them into big trouble. Through wise prophets, God told them this would happen, but they didn't listen. Yahweh continuously warned them, but also gave them hope. Yahweh said, "Wake up! Wake up! Get up, Zion, and clothe yourself with strength. Dress up in your splendid garments, Jerusalem, you holy city. The uninitiated and the unclean will never again enter you. Arise, captive Jerusalem, and shake off the dust. Untie the ropes around your neck, captive child of Zion. You were sold for nothing, and you will be redeemed without money. First, there was Egypt, where my people went down to sojourn. And later in Assyria, their lives were robbed. And now, what do I discover here in Babylon? My people are carried off without cause. Their oppressors mock them. And daily, continuously, my name is reviled. God makes it clear things are bad, really bad. But here's the hopeful part. Yahweh says, how welcome upon the mountains are the feet of one who brings good news, who announces peace and brings news of happy things and proclaims deliverance, saying, Zion, your God reigns. Listen, those who keep watch raise a cry together. They shout for joy, for they see with their own eyes Yahweh's restoration of Zion. Break out together in song, O ruins of Jerusalem, for Yahweh comforts you and redeems Jerusalem. Yahweh bears a holy arm in the sight of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of our God. Isaiah 52. Yahweh said this, and it was powerful, and it stuck for a while, but the cycle continued. God's disciples, these followers, still had trust issues and still wanted to do things their own way. Something radical had to happen. God had to get through. So God did get through, literally. God came in the flesh, and Jesus traveled throughout Galilee, bringing teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of heaven and healing all kinds of diseases and sicknesses among the people. Jesus, God incarnate, told his followers, his disciples, hunger for me. Go into the deep. Follow me. Get loamy. Come under my wings, because I love you. Because you exist. And Jesus gained traction. People started following him. His love and mercy and wisdom and beauty were irresistible to most, but not all. Those who were in power and those had a lot to lose if people weren't following them had to do something. And in his last days on earth in the flesh, Jesus was at the Mount of Olives, a holy, sacred place, and asked his disciples to go into the village to get him a young, humble donkey. And if anyone asked why, they were to say, the Lord needs it. Jesus, God in the flesh, needed a donkey, a little donkey. So Jesus hopped on this sweet little donkey and gave this creature the job of a lifetime. It carried Jesus into Jerusalem, where people were spreading their cloaks on the road in celebration. And as Jesus approached the path down from the Mount of Olives, this huge group of disciples began to praise God joyfully with loud voices for all the deeds of love and power that they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of our Lord. Peace in heaven and glory to God in the highest. These followers, these disciples, had finally gotten it. After thousands and thousands of years and miracles and mistakes, following everyone and everything besides Yahweh, and feeling the consequences of this mistrust, these followers, these disciples, were finally following Yahweh. And no one could stop them. Those in power wanted the disciples to just please shut up, to stop following God because they were losing power. I mean, what if no one wanted to follow them anymore? What would happen? What if they had to start sharing? They just wanted the disciples and Jesus to be quiet. But Jesus told them, I tell you, if these followers, these disciples were silent, the stones would cry out. And Jesus kept riding his faithful donkey into Jerusalem. But when he saw the city, Jesus wept. Things still weren't right. Jesus went straight to the temple, Yahweh's holy place, and it was filthy, dirty, disgusting. The people were not taking care of it. So Jesus cleaned it and prepared it for holy work. He began teaching and proclaiming good news in the temple every day. But he knew not everyone was along for the ride. He even said the stone which the builders rejected became the cornerstone. He was talking about himself as a simple yet mighty stone. Those in power kept challenging Jesus, but they were unable to find fault with his public statements. And ironically, they were so in awe of his answers that the ones who had originally told Jesus' disciples to shut up themselves fell silent. Jesus warned them, signs will appear in all of creation, the sun, the moon, the stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish, distraught at the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die in fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the earth. The powers in the heavens will be shaken, and after that, people will see the chosen one coming on a cloud with great power and glory. And when these things begin to happen, stand up straight. Raise your heads, because your ransom is near at hand. And when you see all these happening, know that the reign of God is near. Pray constantly for strength and stand secure before the chosen one. Jesus taught in the temple during the days, and he spent the nights in the Mount of Olives. And all the people, the disciples, the followers, came to the temple each morning to hear him. Jesus was beginning to set things right. Things weren't perfect yet, but God's everlasting kingdom, which Yahweh reigns over, was in the process of being built. Yet, with everyone and everything having free will, this kingdom building would take time. Everyone and everything would have to be fully engaged in this good and important work, from disciples to donkeys and even stones. The disciples who praise God with loud voices, the humble donkey who becomes a God carrier, and the simple stones who are on standby to keep Jesus' plan moving forward. Right up until today, when a disciple, a donkey, and a stone walk into a church. What'd you think I was going to say? And here we are, people of Upper Milford Mennonite, people at home wherever you are, disciples, followers of Jesus who all count, who are all significant, who all play a part, even though you may not know it, who are now the cornerstones of God's plan to co-reign in a glorious new kingdom that Jesus started all those thousands of years ago. You matter. Your lives matter. Your love matters. You are all part of the plan. So keep loving. Keep praising God with loud voices. Keep following Jesus into the Holy of Holies. Disciples, donkeys, and stones, one and all. We're getting there. Slowly but surely, we're getting there. This is our triumphal entry into Yahweh's kingdom of love, where we always belonged in the beginning. Amen.
Your bulletins, we have the responsive reading. Let's read together now. Your ways, O God, are higher than our ways.
Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
We seek God's ways. Lord, move us from our scarcity mentality into your abundant love. And for our prayer of confession, Holy One, we seek you while you may be found. Have mercy on us, O God, for our thoughts are not your thoughts, and our ways are not your ways. As we walk with Christ on this Lenten journey, let us see your way more clearly and follow your ways more faithfully. Let's continue our worship and take the Sing the Story books, the purple ones, and turn to 89, Christ is Alive, number 89, and let's stand.
Thank you.
Pray with me. Yahweh, thank you in advance for hearing our prayers and for your desire to make your triumphal entry with us, flawed disciples, humble donkeys, and simple stones. We pray for protection, healing, care, and blessings on all those mentioned today and for our silent intentions. We pray also, as you call us to, for our enemies and those who don't like or understand us, that they be blessed. For the hungry, the poor, and the oppressed to be fed and uplifted. For those who are mourning, depressed, confused, and anxious, to find comfort and clarity. For peace and an end to war, abuse, and violence. For our children and youth to thrive. For the sick to be healed. For all of creation to be redeemed. For leaders to be wise and guided by love. For workers of all kinds to find rest and fulfillment. For this church, our ministries, our families, friends, and pets. And now we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Please stand for our ascending. From this time and place into whatever awaits, know that you are part of God's plan. Jesus' triumphal entry is also yours. Be blessed and go in peace and love. And we'll sing now hymn number 307. Will you let me be your servant?